You cannot destroy heaven, you can't make it topple. One way to be with God is just to read the Bible. How you really think that God betrayed my DNA? Devil comes to you, you go out with the normal day. Devil keeps on talking, you want him to go away. You tell him that you're serious and you really do not play. People say that Christian music is just really lame. People say I don't like rap when it is this way. People say that Christian music makes me really bored. Until the beat drops and God picks up the holy sword. Throwing darts at you, would you just like to have some more? God doesn't care at all if you are rich or poor. If you're a believer, God opens the golden door. Lots of people were so thrilled when they saw Christ was born. God is not one single person, woo, woo. He is God, Jesus, and he is the Holy God. You cannot destroy heaven, you can't make it topple. One way to be with God is just to read the Bible. Devils have been made out of hard cobble. God is not a genie from a large bottle. God's love is so good, it be like a coddle. Yeah, we may be sinners, but we follow God, the role model. This song is so cool, my head be like a Bible. Did I really say my head's a Bible, or did I say Bible? Yeah, we taking paths, taking ways. Did you see the title? Don't you worship random things, just like a big stupid idol. Yeah, God is so great, God is the Father, he is the Lamb. Sucking on devil, wearing some Jordans, wearing the brand. When we need him, what do? You sit down and pray. Devil is trash, stop at his throat, he'll run away. Yeah, God is not one single person, woo, woo. He is God, Jesus, and he is the Holy God. You cannot destroy heaven, you can't make it topple. One way to be with God is just to read the Bible. God is not one single person, woo, woo. He is God, Jesus, and he is the Holy Gospel. You cannot destroy heaven, you can't make it topple. One way to be with God is just to read the Bible.
Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah. All I know is support. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, honest, showcase. Christ inside me, I support, ain't no much time in.
Just a like a share, even comment in it. Just to push the gospel strong, we committed. KS Radio Show, touch the hearts a minute. You can see the vision and the promise in it. Giving exposure to a lot of different artists who otherwise wouldn't get the shine. Now they do it with no compromise. Yo, Alicia, don't know if you know, but just know that the people know we ain't gon' stop till we see you on TV show. Sharing the gospel through music and whatever it is that God gifted, bro. We got the power of Christ's ascension, though, sending to help us, support us, cause we need the spirit to give us the lyrics and testimony to speak the truth to whoever will hear it.
I am exclusive, y'all. I am a king's kid, y'all. It's not about me. Christ inside me. I support. Take an assignment. Spirit feel, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Gentlemen, what's up? What's going on? It's your boy. It's your host that does the most, the homie, Elicio, a.k.a. KS. And this, as you heard in the intro, is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. And tonight, I have a very special friend on the line on tonight. He goes by the name of Cordell Page. He is out of the Illinois area. Yes, he is a musician. Yes, he is a rapper. But first and foremost, he is a man of God. And before I get him on the show, I'm just going to open up the show with prayer and so we can, you know, move and flow the way that the Holy Spirit wants us to. And even hopefully there's something said on tonight that will make someone give their life over to God or desire to have a closer relationship or a closer walk with Christ himself. So first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this fellowship, this two-hour fellowship that me and Cordell are going to have on tonight. Lord, we know that we are not perfect. Lord, we already know that we are going to stumble because we are wrapped in flesh. But we ask even right now that we will put our flesh under subjection to your glory, to your blood, and even to your love. So, Lord, if there's anything that's said on tonight, Lord, let it be elevated and let it just be displayed by your love, that we would say things in the right tongue, that we would say things in the right atmosphere or the right way that would pierce the heart of the listeners on tonight, that will make them give their lives either to you or desire a close relationship with you. And Lord, I just ask even right now for forgiveness for the things that we have done outside of your will, knowingly and unknowingly, oh God. And Lord, if there's anything that people are struggling with, let them know that through this platform that you are their solution. And Lord, you are the answers to their questions. And Lord, that you will bring clarity to their problems. So Lord, I uplift my brother Cordell Page on tonight, on this evening. And Lord, I just ask that you would just strengthen him as the man that he is. Lord, we know that he is, we know that last year that he lost his mom and that his mom was a cornerstone, but his mom is in a better place. So Lord, I just ask that you would just strengthen him and strengthen anybody that was impacted by her death, or any death caused from coronavirus or any cause of death, tragedy, or overdoses or whatever the case may be, Lord. Lord, just be our peace and be our God. And Lord, let your will be done on tonight. Lord, we uplift you and we move our agendas out of the way. We move ourselves out of the way. We even move our thoughts out of the way so that you can have full access and full permission to do what you want to do, because you're going to do it anyway. So Lord, we thank you for your time. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Lord, we thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for your voice that will be heard on tonight through the testimony, through the music, through the message. And Lord, we just pray for your will to be done on tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. The homie Cordell Page is in the building. He's on the phone, you guys. What's going on, Cordell?
What's up, bro?
How's it going, man? How's it going, man? I can hear you loud and clear, bro. Loud and clear.
Good, man. It's pretty good.
Amen, bro. Well, I do want to give you a round of applause for joining us.
Appreciate it.
So how was your Friday, bro? I know it's the second week of May, but how was your week? How was your Friday?
So far so good. Just actually sat down with possible management, so that's a good direction I'm headed in.
Amen. That's always good, bro. I'm guessing you had quite a busy day, or you had a relaxed day today?
It was relaxing at first. I got outside and did some yard work for the wife, but Yeah, it was relaxing.
Amen. Well, before we jump into the interview, of course, a lot of people don't know who you are. I really don't know who you are. I came across you because this past summer, if I'm not mistaken, Jim Stones was doing a live review show for Hours, and you sent in one of your tracks, and if I'm not mistaken, it was Thought He Had Me, if I'm not mistaken, back in August, I believe. And I was like, bro, I love that song. And I found out that he was in the comment section. And then I sent you an ad, and then you accepted it, and here we are on tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. definitely want to thank Jim Stones for, you know, giving the opportunity to, you know, play music that doesn't really get heard or reviewed. And we all know that he's a professional or an upscale artist. In CHH, he has a well-known background, a well-known, you know, discography and everything that he's doing musically in Chicago and outside of Chicago. I had no idea that he was with Bizzle and kind of like God Over Money, like doing like the first steps of his career. That was awesome to, you know, hear him open up about that and how Bizzle, how like basically he shared his place, he shared his platform, he shared his tour bus and everything with him. He basically vouched for Bizzle saying that he is a genuine dude. And I would have never known that without knowing Jim Stones.
Yeah, so I knew Jim Stones when he was Person 15 with Lupe Fiasco. We actually had a few studio sessions. When we were both second artists. So when he introduced me as Cordell Page, he didn't know that I was Cordell Page because I went by a different name.
Oh, okay.
So
that's what's up.
Shocked. Like, who is, you know, so that was, and when I reached out and told him, like, bro, it's me. And, like, we used to have ciphers together and everything, so.
That's what's up. So before we jump into the interview, what made you want to be a guest on the KS Radio Show tonight?
Honestly, you know, just getting out there, getting heard more, and helping each other, like, you know, to people who listen to Cordell Page that probably haven't heard of the radio show, and vice versa, you know, so help each other out. That's what Kingdom really is, helping each other grow.
Absolutely. That it is. We are supposed to connect and build as the body of Christ, as members of Christ's body. That's what we are supposed to do. A lot of us don't do it, but that's what we're supposed to do. There is a lot of competition in the body, and it shouldn't be between artists, pastors, so forth. We're all servants first and foremost. But yeah, some people they get caught up in titles, they get tied up and caught up in their positions in the church. But we're not about that. And I'm glad and honored to have you on the show tonight. So for those who don't know your testimony, and I don't know your testimony, so give us like a brief summary of your testimony, like where you were from, why the name Cordell Page, how long you've been doing music, and how was you introduced to Christ?
So Cordell Page is my birth name. So, you know, I went by a stage name of Future before Future even came out. But I was born and raised in church, like my whole life. I was born and raised in church. I was one of the kids, though, that had to kind of get out on my own and learn things on my own. Hardhead, rebellion, the prodigal son story, come back home. But, you know, I was doing secular music for a while, and Chicago scene, like, that's why I say I knew the Geminis, the Lupes, like, people that was coming out of Chicago, I knew all these guys. Actually doing concerts with them and everything, and I ended up moving to Florida for about 9 years and was pursuing my music career there. We actually moved there to sign with Plies record Company. And when we got there, I want to say a week of us being there, Plies, his brother who's had the company went to jail, so we couldn't do no paperwork. So I was literally there for a week and ended up staying for like 8-9 years, but I eventually got in the music scene, met the right people, signed a contract, and we were doing concerts everywhere. And I remember one night on our way to Naples, Florida on the tour bus, I was just having this conversation. Now, mind you, I was doing concerts with 2 Chainz, some of everybody. Lil Wayne, you name it. We was just at all these big concerts. And I remember one night on the tour bus, I just heard a voice. Now, mind you, I grew up in church, but I didn't know that this was actually God talking to me at this moment. And all I heard was, is this what you want to do for the rest of your life? And me thinking, like, it's just like, yeah, like, it's music. Like, I love music. I want to do this for the rest of my life. This is my plan, my goal. And it was like, are you sure this is what you want to do for the rest of your life? And like I said, I thought nothing of it. And we get to the event, and he was like, look around. Out of 30, 40 people on that bus that night, I knew 5 personally. And it was like, are you sure this is what you want for the rest of your life? So after that night, like, it got crazy. Like, man, when I tell you, like, the tour bus pulled over on the side of the expressway, people was fighting on the bus. Like, it was just complete chaos. Literally, like, and I'm sitting there like, how did all this happen? I was signed to the label, and I was like, man, you know what? Maybe this ain't what I want to do for the rest of my life. What? How can I tell the CEO that's paying me I want to leave? Well, when God was asking me that question, I didn't even know he had the plan already set up for me. A week later, the CEO had to turn himself in and bought us out the contract. I ended up moving back to Illinois, and I completely quit music. Just done. I didn't want to do music no more. I just want to live a normal life, go get a job, start a family, everything. Ended up getting in church. My first cousin was my pastor, and he was like, hey, man, you think you could just write a positive song real quick? And not knowing that I was just going to write a little quick verse that was going to change my life. And literally,
wow,
I wrote one song, and it became like a little hobby. And the hobby became like a habit. Now I'm waking up. Now I'm writing more and more, and I'm like, why? What's going on? Not knowing that it was going to become a lifestyle. So I had already gave my life to Christ, and the music pretty much spoke to me in ways that I had no idea. But it hit home before it hit a crowd. Nobody even knew I was working on this. And here I am. I did. I started off with one of the Dayton Challenges, Shook Ones, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in like second place on that challenge, and that's how everybody know who Cordell Page was from there.
That's amazing, bro.
Yep.
Off of a challenge.
Off of a challenge, and right, like I want to say a week or so prior to that, I had did the Cardi B, Bodak Yellow freestyle. And my daughter called me like, hey, Dad, like, everybody playing the video in school. And I looked at the video, and it had like 80,000 views overnight.
Sheesh.
And I was like, okay, well, maybe I should have been doing this. Like, you know, maybe, you know, God did come to tell me, like, hey, what you doing, man?
Wow, that's amazing. For just a quick plug, for all the artists or musicians that might be on the line tonight, it is okay to do challenges because it gives you a chance to not only connect with the, you know, the artists that's putting the challenge on, but also those that are submitting their verses. Singers as well, because a singer sometimes can, you know, sing and do a challenge, or some singers, they can rap and not know it. So it's always good to do challenges, and, of course, it's always good to, you know, test yourself to, you know, see how you can expand. And challenges is one of those ways that you can expand. So, yeah, that's what's up, though, man. I had no idea.
Yeah. And then, like, literally, it was crazy from there because 2 nights after I did the Shook Challenge, I actually met Dayton in person, and he was like, yo, like, he shared our pictures on his story, and people was like, who is that? And literally, it skyrocketed from there. From there, I met Stefanato, Twan Hill. Like, literally, it just went crazy, bro. Like, and the only thing, like, I was just talking to the guy that wanted to do the management, and I'm like, yo, for a lot of people, they think this was an overnight success type of story. And I was like, man, well, you got to think about it. I've been grinding for years. It was just secular. So nobody, that was my biggest fear of pulling my secular crowd into Christian and them not accepting me. And then I thought about it, like, why do I care? Like, the people who need to hear Cordell Page will hear Cordell Page. That's why when I put out projects, bro, I don't put them out on the platforms where people got to go buy them. I want to put them out on SoundCloud and all the live mixtapes and that type where people can just go download it for free. It's not about really about the money to me. It's about the message. I want to get the message out, and I feel like he gave me a gift to do so.
Amen. Well, Cordell, bro, I'm not sure if you've seen the playlist, but I added some more music to the playlist. You did send something exclusive last night called Say Less, and we are going to play that later on. But before we play Say Less, you have a track, or you are on a track called Troubles Don't Last, and it's with King Tay. Who is King Tay? Is that like your nephew or somebody?
My nephew.
Okay.
Yeah. He actually just dropped the album called My Way. Yeah. And literally, he took this route. He took this route himself. Like, we didn't, hey, man, you should try. He took the route of doing the inspirational, positive style music. His dad is a secular artist. So he just took the whole vibe of, I'm gonna go this route. And when his dad called me and said that, I said, see, man, it's working. And I told his dad, I said, now it's your turn.
Well, this song is it's less than a year
his
old,
dad,
if I'm not mistaken, from the video that I watched.
Actually, his dad is actually the guy who's singing Devil Thought You Had Me.
Mush Millen?
Yeah. Mush Millen. That's his dad. Yep.
Wow. Well, we will hear Saudi Happy later on in the show as well. Man, you got some talented people in your bloodline, bro.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hey man, well, how about we go ahead and get into this track by King Tay and you titled Troubles Don't Last?
Okay.
Because when you were down in Florida, you were going through a lot of turmoil, and you know, the CEO had to turn himself in and all that other stuff. Again, like you said, it was only supposed to be a week. And it turned into 8 years.
Yeah.
So just imagine all the trouble that you've been through trying to get back to Illinois and, you know, continue to grind, continue to keep your faith and everything. But, yeah, so troubles don't last. And that's what we're going to play right now. So here is King Tay featuring Cordell Page with Troubles Don't Last. Check it out.
When I rap it's like Christmas, I set a goal in my mind and I did it. Imported the beat in the stool and I ripped it. The way that I freestyle, you think that it's scripted. But now they should know my name. I ain't playing no games. Rap God, I don't care about no way. I'm a blue like propane. I'm rich, I can do what I like. I don't need no one's advice. Don't have to tell me I'm nice. I heard it all of my life. Dripping with all this ice. Give me a price. I might come kill it tonight. Depends how I feel it tonight. This got me hype. You see the look in my eyes. I feel like a coronavirus got us out of school and we stressed out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is crazy, I can't even go and kick it at a friend's house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know when the next time I'ma see my friends now.
Oh, no.
Every time I turn the TV on, all I see is man down, down. They say they believe in God.
Oh, they do.
But where's their faith?
Where's their faith?
They're growing impatient.
Mm-hmm.
They're not willing to wait.
Oh, they wait.
I'm only 12 and what I've seen, you'll be amazed.
You'll be amazed.
gon' last always. Troubles gon' last always. Troubles gon' last always. Troubles gon' last always.
I am proof that trouble don't last, yeah, yeah. Just look at my past, yeah. I'm on a whole nother path, yeah. Even though it make them mad, and I'ma rest the kingdom till my eyes close. They said I really need them, tell them I know. I'ma spread the gospel anywhere I go. Watch me lift my hands like it's 5-0. And I won't stop till I save a couple meal. And take the Fresh Prince gift that make me Uncle feel. I was looking this life, yeah, I used to run for real. Now I'm shining this light, now I don't care how they feel. Keep his name lifted, yeah. You know I stay lit, lit, yeah. I've been praying with the misfits, yeah. I got the saucy, the drip, drip, yeah. Hey, I can't wait to hear what done, my good and faithful son, yeah, yeah. Coming from where I'm from, they live and die by the gun, yeah, yeah. On the cross he hung, gave his only son, yeah, yeah. The battle's already won, so I ain't worried about none, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say they believe in God,
oh, they do.
But where's they faith?
Where's they faith?
They growing impatient,
mm-hmm.
They not willing to wait.
Oh, they wait.
I'm only 12 and what I done seen, you'll be amazed.
You'll be amazed.
I'm saved by his grace.
God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at Aliciotorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intersect. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
It's your boy,
it's your boy,
RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show.
Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music. We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby, let's go!
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
All right, you guys, man. Shout out to the homie Kingpin, Cordell Page, with that track called Troubles Don't Last. If you haven't checked out the video, what are you waiting on? It is on YouTube, and again, that track is titled Troubles Don't Last. I do want to give a big shout out and extend a huge thank you to ShalomChic.com, which is an online fashion boutique like you heard in the commercial. So I just want to thank Gloria Shalom and her team over at ShalomChic.com for sponsoring tonight's episode and this interview. And I got a few more announcements later on in the show, but it is 8:30 KS Nation. I want to thank all the listeners, from Gloria Shalom herself to my mom. The homie Jay Jerob called in. I believe the homie Ms. Lad May from Wisconsin is listening live on the internet. And each and every person that will call in later on. Anyway, it's 8:30, which means only one thing. It's time for the shout-outs. So, Cordell Page, you got any shout-outs you want to give on tonight, bro?
Yeah, my wife, Trista Page, hold it down. She hold it down, man. She helped me a lot in my spiritual walk outside of music, so it only helps the music. My kids, I love all y'all. And, you know, just my family and people that actually help and push the whole Cordell Page movement outside of music, the ministry part. You know, shout out to all y'all.
Amen. Well, I do have a few birthday shout outs that I do want to give. I'm going to start with on Wednesday because I got a few birthday shout outs from Wednesday. The homie Orlando Page, who used to be my network manager, his birthday was on Wednesday. The homie Pete Vidalis, the homie Reborn, we're going to play his song later on in the show that was actually released on Wednesday, so it is an exclusive. Yesterday's birthdays, Jameel Grant, a.k.a. P. Grant, the homie Kay Levy from Louisiana. And today's birthdays, the homie Caleb McCoy, Jordan Coppice, Miss Kamara Stallworth, the homie Kay Shire, Kevin Shiloh, Elon, the homie Nick Baxter, Portia Rogers, and the homie TSO, Verdell Gray, and Dre Smith. All of those are the birthdays for today. Oh, and I can't forget Christiana Tate, whose birthday was yesterday. They're actually celebrating today. And Shireen Allen, who is Cleese Music's wife, her birthday is today. So hopefully you guys had a blessed birthday. And if you had did anything, hopefully that you ended your day with a smile and that knowing that you are blessed and highly favored, knowing that the Lord has preserved you and kept you for another year with his blessings and his protection. And also I want to give a shout out to my son, Tristan Juan Michael Torres, who is my mini-me. He is my shadow. He just loves being with Dad. I got a surprise for him tomorrow. So shout out to my son and all of the birthdays that you guys are celebrating either this week or yesterday or whenever you celebrate. So praise God for you guys. We are going to continue on with the show. Cordell, my next question is, how did you know that you love music? Like, at what age or, like, what song did you hear to make you fall in love with music?
Repeat that.
So my question is, at what age did you know that you had fallen in love with music?
Oh, man, I was playing the drums from 3 years old all the way through high school. I was in jazz band, marching band. So I always loved music. The passion for writing came at probably, like, after graduation of high school. Like, I had friends that was heavy into the rap scene. So, you know, I just watched them all the time, and I was like, man, I think I could do that. And so, yeah, about 20, 21, I got serious about the music.
Amen. Well, we do have a few callers on the line. If anybody wants to dial in, the number is 914-71 to speak to Cordell live. And if you are already on the line and if you have a question or feedback from the song that we just heard, Troubles Don't Last by King Tay and Cordell himself, just press the number one key and to be live on the show. We are going to keep the show rolling. It is 8:34. And, again, we just want to thank God for Cordell joining us on tonight. I'm glad that you are a guest. I remember you used to inbox me some of your, I'm guessing their Facebook Live link. I don't know, the videos that you recorded. And that's actually how I caught wind of you after the Jim Stones Live review. And, man, you have been a blessing to my page. Ever so often I would see your posts and share them and et cetera. It's really a blessing and an honor to actually have you on the show tonight. And I'm really grateful that you said yes to this opportunity. Is this your first phone interview of 2021?
Yeah, for 2021 it is. Yep.
Amen. And are you open to doing more interviews?
I've been excited all day, man.
Me too, bro. I woke up excited. I woke up exactly, I think at like 10 o'clock, I sent you like this text message like, bro, like I uploaded the exclusive song. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Well, actually, speaking of exclusive songs, I mentioned the Reborn song. Have you heard of Reborn and the track that he released on Wednesday? You haven't? So we all know that we are supposed to live holy because God is holy. That's what the scripture says. So Reborn has a track called Holy that he released on his birthday, which was Wednesday, and it's featuring Dayton, Ohio's own Christ Jr. So this is a one of one. This is my very first time playing it, and I'm glad that I got the MP3. So how about we go ahead and get the exclusive music out the way? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Well, here is Reborn featuring Christ Jr. with Holy. Check it out.
AFTL. I done went and got married, got me talking different now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'ma catch a body for the body. God is good, I'm telling everybody. Jesus, take the wheel, I'm riding shoddy. I'm like, whoa, chemo, sabi, living holy is my hobby. I'ma catch a body for the body. God is good, I'm telling everybody. Jesus, take the wheel, I'm riding shoddy. I'm like, whoa, chemo, sabi, living holy is my hobby. Catch your body for the Holy
Catch
One.
Catch your body.
Ryan for the Lord. He the only
one.
Love us so much. He gave his only son.
Right.
Always making waves. He did it more than once.
Real.
Did so much sin in my whole life. Went and got filled. He changed my whole,
life.
They gon' know you by your love. That's why I show Christ.
Fact.
It be really so dark till you see light. We ain't really with the bark. Call my dogs bite. We don't really like the cap. We bout that prayer life. On the phone with the plug. That's the prayer life. Screaming oil over culture, we gon' give them truth. I'm trying to start a family now, I can't drive a coupe. I got my number one, should never be a number two. I'ma catch a body for the body. God is good, I'm telling everybody. Jesus, take the wheel, I'm riding shoddy. I'm like, whoa, chemo, sabi, living holy is my hobby. I'ma catch a body for the body. God is good, I'm telling everybody. Jesus, take the wheel, I'm riding shoddy. I'm like, whoa, chemo, sabi, living holy.
AFTL got one body, now we on the killing spree. We ain't killing nothing but the flesh because it's killing me. They wanna see me dead, but I'm alive, I'm where it's spirit be. I give my praise up to the King, Jesus never left.
No,
going hard every day until I'm out of breath. So many things that I've been through, but Jesus clean my mess. I'm trying to do everything right so I don't get left.
Let's get it!
God told me it's my time like a rolling Satan trying to block my blessings. Yeah, he looking like a goalie. Keep my vision on the cross because I'm trying to get the trophy. Catch a body, no days, love, I'm just trying to keep it. Get cracked, boy. It will change your life. I promise you won't go back, boy. He's the true way in the life. That's a fact, boy. I'ma catch a body for the body off the backboard.
I'ma catch a body for the body. God is good, I'm telling everybody. Jesus, take the wheel, I'm riding shoddy. I'm like, whoa, chemo, sabi, living holy is my hobby. I'ma catch a body for the body. God is good, I'm telling everybody. Jesus, take the wheel, I'm riding shoddy. I'm like, whoa, chemo, sabi, living holy.
Hey, this is Ms. Beats, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant, and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument, because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, but see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Cause Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death, the hard way. I want to keep the faith, but I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. Because if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue, because you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores and I have never been a drinker. So I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct. Still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know, and it's up to us, it is up to you to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided, because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless. And it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus. And he is as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
What up, y'all? This your boy, D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Shout out to me with the answer clip. If you guys haven't checked out that clip, hopefully you guys were blessed by it. But before that, we play a Reborn featuring Carl Jr. with Holy. And I just want to extend another 2 birthday shout out to Giovanna Roman, whose birthday was on Wednesday as well, and LaBrae Hutchins, whose birthday is today. And I do want to apologize for not including them at first, but I'm glad I got the text message. So all glory be to God. Cordell Page is my guest on tonight. And again, if you guys want to call in, the number is 914-205-5471. We will have some more announcements and some more music about Cordell Page. Cordell, what you think about that Reborn in Christ Jr. Holy track?
Oh, yeah, I like that. I think I heard of Christ Jr. before.
Yeah, he's very energetic, and he does challenges too.
I think that's where I seen him. Yep. I like to turn up a little bit just because of the crowd that it can reach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I do like that sound of music right now.
Amen. Well, hopefully a lot of people do, because it's a brand new track and it's my first time playing it. So that is an exclusive. That's the first exclusive song of the night. You sent over something exclusive too, called "Say Less." But before we get into that song, could you tell us? How was your 2020, or what did the Lord teach you in the year 2020? Because a lot of people, they lost their jobs, some people lost family members. So how was your 2020, and what did the Lord, like, tell you in 2020?
So 2020 started off, man, amazing, literally amazing. And
I was one that lost my job, but in losing a job, we opened a business that actually became pretty prosperous. I lost my mom, which was real rough for me, and because that's all she was, like, man, she was so scared of COVID and things like that. And thank God that that ain't the reason she passed away. But, you know, she was just seeing so many deaths. She was like, I just don't want to die. I just don't, you know. So that kind of, it bothered me. Like, 2020 was death. That turned the whole 2020 around, because before all this started, man, I was, man, booked some of everywhere. North Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida. And it all had to go away. So doing the virtual concerts got a little weird. You know, I did a KMF virtual concert, a virtual concert with Dayton and Stefanato, and it was just so weird doing ministry in front of a camera. So things that I did learn in 2020, and I mentioned it in one of my new songs, that, you know, God took away the church to kind of show us that we could build an altar anywhere we are. And that was the biggest thing that I gained from 2020. Like, you don't need the church. You don't need the praise and worship singers. You could do it by yourself. You could build the altar where you at.
Amen. Wherever your knees may fall. And sometimes you don't have to get on your knees. Your altar could be your driver's seat. Like, you don't always have to come to the church. In my opinion, that's where a lot of people get disconnected, especially with, like, the older things that are so used to coming to the building, so to speak. They get lost, and some people may even lose their faith because they don't practice it outside of church, like outside of the building.
It's been a year now that they shut the church down and everything. So
over a year.
You know, so I know a lot of people who depended on, you know, some people got to get altered in with the praise and worship team, and a lot of people don't got that. So, like you said, a lot of people falling away and falling back.
Yeah, but not us, right?
Oh, no.
We praise God for his faithfulness and for having a real connection. We don't need a Wi-Fi signal. We have a real connection through his son to the Father. So we thank God for Jesus, for his sacrifice, and for his love that wakes us up every day. And we just thank God for his faithfulness to continue to, you know, make moves on our behalf, to move things out of the way so that he can be glorified, which is how we ended up on the show tonight. So we're going to go ahead and get into this exclusive track. You kind of already gave us the inspiration, so we're going to, you know, without any further ado, we're going to get into this exclusive track. And then after this, I am going to bring Cordell back. And then I am going to ask him his social media information so you guys can stay plugged in. So don't move. Don't touch that dial. Here is Say Less for the first time ever exclusively on the KS Radio Show. Check it out.
What you want, better say that. I done been through it, they brought me straight back. Yeah, I'm here to tell the truth and know he stays back. Did he wanna change his life? I told him say that. I know you heard he did it all for me. Let me tell you where you ought to be. On the altar where he ought to be. Tell him made for him all to see.
Everybody trying to figure out another route. I'm just trying to figure how to help my brothers out. Gave my life to God, he told the devil shut it down. Boy, I'm really living Christian, what the fuss about? And I ain't even got explaining, man, they see me glowing. And no matter how you say it, is it really showing? Can they see the God in you, the living water flowing? Are you putting in that work and got the kingdom growing? Chosen, I ain't even know it, call on his name. Holy bring you joy, it cause you no pain. Really living, boy, it cause you to change. Come as you are, but don't leave as you came. Is we thinking the same? God got it, he supply your needs. You can make an altar anywhere you drop your knees. And I promise I'ma get it what he got for me. If you wanna make disciples, just follow King and join the team.
What you want, better say that. I done been through it, they brought me straight back.
the straight back. Yeah, I'm here to tell the truth and only stay back. Said he wanna change his life, I told him stay late. I know you heard he did it all for me. Let me tell you where you ought to be. On the altar where we ought to be. Tell him made for him all to see. Then call on me.
Amen, you guys. There was Cordell Page with Say Less. Again, something exclusive, something that's not released yet. And you guys just heard it for the first time ever on a platform on the KS Radio Show. Cordell, man, when you sent over that track, of course, that was yesterday evening, but I listened to it last night. And, bro, like when I heard the beat come in, I was like, oh, my goodness. Can Tomorrow hurry up? I got to tell him what I think.
Can I give you the other exclusive then?
So I got feature. One email.
No. Just exclusive about that track.
Oh, okay.
About that actual track. So that track, the second verse is going to be Brian Trejo. So
wow,
yeah, it's gonna be a
from KMF.
Yeah, it's gonna be a pretty. Yeah.
Wow. And he making some moves, man. He making some moves. I want to say two Saturdays ago, he actually just walked down the ring. I mean, walked down the entrance with Andy Ruiz Jr. I'm guessing he's a Spanish boxer. Wasn't really familiar with him until Brian Trejo walked down the ramp with him.
Yeah, that was my first time finding out about him. To Brian that morning, like, man, keep giving the world kingdom, bro. I love what you're doing.
Wow. Yeah, I was like, what, bro? I woke up with the notifications on a Sunday morning. I was like, what is this?
Real,
so yeah, I was really excited to see that and to have him in that atmosphere, just so that his music can make a difference, because he's talking about Jesus being supreme because my king is supreme, which is the name of the song. And I was like, that's phenomenal, bro. I have never seen or heard anything like that. And I've been watching boxing for like years.
Yeah, that was a crazy moment.
Amen. So what, other than music, is there anything else that you're working on as far as like, projects with, like, what else you got in the works for 2021?
You know what? Just pretty much, like, yeah, I'm finishing up my album, helping one of my homies, Corey Nunez, promote his album he's about to drop, called For His Glory. This is his first album, his first project, so he's excited. I'm excited for him. We talk literally every day. So, you know, just for him to be as serious as he is about not even music, man, just to, you know, call me and see, hey, bro, how you doing? Can I pray for you? You know, you need people
mm-hmm.
like that around you, people in your corner like that.
That you do.
So
anything
that I could possibly
that's
do
phenomenal.
To help him. Yeah, so. Anything I could do to help him, I'm always willing.
Amen. Well, Cordell, I know that you are on social media. We heard two of your tracks on tonight. We are going to play Thought He Had Me as well later on in the show. But how can people get a hold of you on social media to follow you, to stay up to date with everything that you're doing in 2021 and in the future to come?
Cordell Page on every platform, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, every social media platform, I'm just Cordell Page. CordellPage.
Amen. Well, we heard a lot of rap on tonight. I'm not sure if you looked in the inbox when I first sent you the playlist, but we got some rap and some singing in queue. And right now we are going to slow things down. Like I mentioned, Glory Shalom, she is a partner. She is a sponsor of the show, but she's also a singer. So we're going to get into her song called Stayed On Me, which basically highlights God's faithfulness in her life. And hopefully everybody that's listening now can relate to this song and can, you know, attest to it, because God's faithfulness is real. And if you don't believe me, then just listen to Glory Shalom, Stayed On Me. Check it out.
No. keep it stayed on me.
Hi, I'm Rosalind Smith Sistrunk with Rosalind Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From Forgiveness to Healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they described their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affect those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
Hey, this is Selma Shones, and you...
This John Doe. You listening to the KS Radio Show, the home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. You heard me? Check!
See, that's what happens. That's what happens. God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Hey, this is Summer Shones, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We do want to extend another thank you to another sponsor of the network of this interview, Rosalind Smith Counseling. We just heard about her new program, From Forgiveness to Healing, and rosalindsmithcounseling.com is where you can reach her and contact her for any professional Christian counseling services for individuals as well as couples. Me personally, I recommend her through a lot over these past few years, and she is recognized by the state of Ohio with an A-plus rated service. So do me a favor, check out the website, check out the link in the description of this interview, and book a session today. Cordell Page, man, you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Well, are you enjoying yourself tonight?
Absolutely, man. That song was beautiful, man. Believe it or not, that's how I write or focus on writing my music, to music like that.
Wow. So Glory is live, and she thanked me for playing the song. So she has heard your feedback live. So I'm glad that I could play, you know, a little worship music and a little upbeat music and Christian hip-hop on my platform.
Oh, yeah.
So other than, are there any, like, artists in particular that you listen to before you start writing?
Mostly right now, Todd Delaney, a lot of Todd Delaney. I do get into the vibe with just turning on Marvin Sepp Radio on Pandora, and just that's how I get in the vibe of writing, because, you know, with the rap sound, it's a little harder to create what those guys are creating. So I try to set my atmosphere to at least give you the same kind of feel. That's why I do. But, you know, they could easily come in and hit a couple notes, and you could hear the anointing all over it. You know, so that's why I sit and I vibe to that. And then ask God, what do he want me to say to this particular crowd on this song? And then I go from there.
Mm. Now, that's the background that most people don't know, that your nephew doesn't know, that people in your circle doesn't know. So thank you for that very vital information. Is there anything else that, like, you, like, listen to or, like, do you have to eat before you, like, write a rhyme? Or, like, do you have any of the, like, practices that you do before you grab your notebook?
Hey, you know what's funny? You have said it. How just riding, like, I listen to nothing. Come up with my lyrics driving from destination to destination, and that's how I literally write. I come up with the lyrics in my head. I grab my notebook or my phone once I get to the destination and write every thought that I just had on paper.
Wow.
And literally,
that's amazing.
That's how I come up. That's how I come up with pretty much everything. Or sometimes it comes after a dope Bible study or something. Now I got to write about what I just read. So a lot of people don't know that the Whom It May Concern album, I actually did a Bible study to each and every song just to kind of see where my head was at in creating the music.
Hmm. Now, of course, we all know now that you are a purpose-driven individual, and you rep Christ in your lyrics. But how do you keep Jesus at the forefront of your lyrics?
That's a good question, because at first I how can I say it? At first, I was so caught up, like I said, in my fan base and losing certain people that was already listening to my music. And once I came to grips, like, okay, God has put me in a totally different place, so don't worry about that. So now it's more so, hiding the fact that, because I used to tell people, oh, yeah, I'm just an inspirational artist, or I'm just a motivational artist, I'm just a positive rapper. And once I finally grasped a hold of, bro, I am what I am. I'm a gospel rapper. I'm a gospel artist. This is gospel. I'm spreading the good news of God, Jesus Christ. So, you know, that is where he is the forefront of my music. I can't see myself doing nothing else, speaking nothing else. It actually feels good to be able to speak truth in my music and not lie about me having Maseratis and $200,000-$300,000 chains and, you know, women and drugs. Like, this actually feels good to just speak life into people. Even writing sometimes, I'm speaking life into myself and don't even know it until I actually perform a song or something.
Wow.
And what most rappers are scared to show, well, I promise you, I will tell whoever the sound man is, you can just keep the song playing. I am in worship. My bad. If y'all came to see a concert, give me another 10 minutes because I'm in worship right now. So my bad. You know, I'm not scared to praise God in front of whoever.
Now, of course, with you being older than your nephew or maybe older than some of our listeners, is there any encouragement that you want to tell the youth about, like, going into ministry, or, like, if they're timid or scared because they're at a young age and they don't know if God is calling them to this specific work? Is there any encouragement that you want to tell the youth on tonight?
Don't be scared to be different. Don't be scared to be different. Understand that you're different and accept it, because you're different for a reason. What a lot of kids and teens don't realize is they have people attached to their purpose and to their calling, and by them being scared and not willing and ready to take the call because they're too worried about being cool or being accepted by the wrong crowd, that they got other people's lives at stake and don't even know it. Power in their hands and they don't even know, because they're scared to jump, scared to take on the ministry, scared to take on the call because, man, but what Ray Ray going to think? What Keisha going to think of me if she see me worshiping God? You know, they scared of that. And the thing that I would tell them, once they do take the call, remain transparent. Always stay true and remain transparent. And the reason I say that is because if it embarrassed you in life and it's something that you're scared to tell a lot of people, somebody somewhere is waiting to hear that testimony and that story, and you are their blessing. You are the key to their prison, and you don't even realize it. What's embarrassing you is healing somebody else.
Amen, and I second that. Gotta remain transparent. Can't be wishy-washy. It can't be, you know, one foot in, one foot out. You got to be all the way in this thing, in order for God to use you. You know, with the youth nowadays, of course, everything is like virtual now. But you can still turn on your camera. You can put a clip on YouTube and inspire somebody else to do the exact same thing that you are doing, or to do something that they have been dreaming to do. So it's important that you know, as an individual, what you are called to do, what you have been destined to do, what your passion is, and what God's will is for your life in order to inspire or impact someone else. But in order to do that, we have to surrender under Christ. We have to take his blood and, you know, apply it to our lives, to our own mess, and know that we wouldn't be where we are without Jesus and his sacrifice.
Absolutely.
And then you got to trust God to do his part as you do your part. The Bible says that when we take one step, God takes 10 steps. So if you do your part, God is automatically going to do his part. We just got to trust his timing. And in order to trust his timing, we got to trust him. I heard my pastor say a couple years ago, if God can't test your faith, then he can't trust your faith. So it's okay to be tested. It's okay to be tested. It's okay to go through, you know, the trenches. It's okay to go through the mud, because God is going to be glorified outside of that mess. God is going to bring you through just so he can be glorified and praised, just so you can have a deeper revelation or a deeper appreciation of who he is.
And it's another thing that I want to touch on real quick is you said if God can't test your faith, he can't trust your faith. I want to say one thing on that. Everything ain't the devil. Everybody always,
yeah,
the first thing they blame, man, that was nothing but the devil. Maybe that's just God testing your faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing to come out of everybody's mouth. That was nothing but the devil.
Yeah. Want to blame the devil for everything.
Man.
You got to have discernment and know the difference. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get into this brand new track that I stumbled upon on YouTube by Jonna Traylor, T-R-A-Y-L-O-R. This is I Trust You. And if you guys are any dancers that's on the line, this song is for you. It's kind of like a slow hip-hop kind of vibe-ish song, but I think you guys are going to love it. Here is the first time ever, Jonna Traylor with I Trust You. Check it out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I know you are for me, but sometimes it's hard to believe that you're working things out for me. But I can't see, I can't see. I'm walking with blindfolds on, but you're more sure than the ground that I stand on. I know that you won't cave, you won't cave in. So I trust you, even when I can't see the full plan. Everything seems to make no sense. I know that you're in control, in control. I trust you.
Nation, this your boy Marty the Greatest, and I'm rocking with my bro Alicio, aka
Kiss the Legend,
and you are now caught up in a Lituation on the KS Radio Show.
Hey man, you guys, shout out to Jonathan Trailer. Man, if you guys have never seen a Christian Chris Brown, man, that boy was moving in that video. That was I Trust You. And my special guest on tonight is Cordell Page. We have two more songs by him, maybe like a clip and then like a full song. But you guys definitely stick around. Hopefully you are enjoying the interview thus far. What did you think about that I Trust You track?
Definitely like that. I like the whole pop vibe of it. I really like it. You got a video?
He does have a video. It's like five or six different, you know, and they're dancing all in the video. It's definitely something to see.
Yeah.
I stumbled across it, I want to say in April, and then I was able to get a hold of the MP3, which is why I put it on the show. And I was like, this would be different to play. So yeah, it's in my Christian hip hop list on YouTube, and I love the video. Again, I've never seen like a Christian dancer move like Chris Brown does. And I was like, oh, hold up, what is happening? So I was really excited to watch the video. I watched it like five times back to back. And nobody knows that but you and the KS Radio Show now. But yeah, I love the video. I want to say he released it like 8 months ago, and I was like, who is this? Why haven't nobody told me about him? And it's certain songs and certain videos that I take for myself and I don't promote. And that was one of them.
Right.
And that is one of my favorite songs, and I listen to it literally every day, because it's important that in this faith journey, of course, with the rocks, with the stumbles, with the mud, with the green grass on one side and the hay on the other side, we got to trust God. No matter what the situation looks like, no matter what the situation we think it should be, whatever the case may be, we have to trust God's plan and trust his hand. So, man, I really love that track called I Trust You, because it's a struggle trusting God. And I'm just going to be the first to tell you, it is a struggle to trust God, okay?
Yeah.
So, which leads me to my question, Cordell. You lost your mom last year. And, of course, you're still a Christian hip-hop artist. Your faith is still intact. But how hard was it, or was it hard at all, to trust God after losing your solid rock, which was your mom?
So a situation happened while I was actually in the hospital room with her, just me and her. And I started walking out the hospital bed to the room, and I literally heard God tell me to, go, you turn around and you go pray for her. And as I was praying for her, she started showing actions like of crying. And mind you, everybody says she has been out of it, man, forever. So I'm like, what? Like, now I'm crying because I'm watching my prayer, literally work right in front of my eyes. And I'm like, man, what is going on? So I end up having to do an event that night. I leave, go do the event, and I come back and I sit with her for a little while, and it was just like the same thing over. So at first, to be honest, I was like, well, God, like, how would you tell me to pray for her and like nothing, like she's right back. Like, God, why? And for a minute, I was beating myself up. Like, man, my prayer didn't even work, or my prayer. And it was in a moment where he set me back. Like, it did. It worked. Your prayer worked because now you sat with her and you let her know that she could be at peace. She could go home and be at peace. And it was, man, so hard to take that. And, you know, like a lot of people are like, my prayer didn't work. I don't believe in God no more. I can't, you know. So he just gave me a whole different revelation. Like, it worked. It just worked in a different way where she's better now.
That's amazing, bro. A lot of us, we say prayers and then we don't wait on God, or we don't believe God to do what we pray for. And that's amazing to see it happen right there.
It was crazy because all of the signs that when she passed away, it was October 4th, which is 10-4. And I felt like after me praying and everything, that was God's way of telling me 10-4. Okay, that's what it means in dispatch. Okay. So God was letting me know, like, she's okay. She passed away on 10-4. So, you know, it was rough at first, man. But, you know, I keep pushing. Keep believing. Keep going strong in God, you know, because that's what she wanted for me. She was able to see her oldest son saved and a true follower of Jesus Christ. And not just saying, I'm saved. You know, she actually got to come to the concerts and witness me ministering to the youth and witnessing me ministering to adults. And she got to see all that before she passed. She probably thought that would never happen. But the fact that it did, and she was able to be there, literally the whole step of my beginning stages, she was right there at every event supporting me, number one fan. So I'm glad that she at least got to see all of that.
You have a clip titled But God. And I want to know, like, what was the inspiration behind this clip, and what do you expect people to hear when they listen to it?
Well, God, man, it's like, it's self-explanatory. It don't matter what you're going through, you know, but God, man. And the funny thing is, like, a lot of my titles, the devil thought he had me, but God. You know, so I really... Man, that's just like, you got to realize that another song title, Trouble Don't Last. You know, when you let go and let God handle it, man, it's just amazing the outcome of really, really, really letting go and letting God handle it.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and encourage the KS Nation right now and let them know that nothing happens without God's permission, and whatever you're going through, but God. Despite the troubles, but God. Despite the circumstances, but God. The devil thought he had you, but God. Short on income, but God. Short on essential things, but I trust God. So here is but God, and then after that, we're going to get into the inspiration behind the track called Thought He Had Me, and we're going to play it. So without any further ado, here is But God. Check it out.
Huh? Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Chandler Alexander, gospel rapper, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Huh?
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, sometimes you gotta grow through the struggle, you feel me? It ain't easy.
Words of encouragement.
Okay.
They say all you gotta do is pray.
Yeah.
Life's no biggie as long as you keep the faith.
Yeah.
But it's hard to believe when nothing goes your way.
Yeah.
Whole life could change in a matter of a day. I keep hearing
what you,
God setting you up for a blessing.
Okay.
And I'm believing, but it's hard to see it through all of the stress. And I'm guessing that's the reason I'm getting deeper in lessons. Cause if I read it, I could achieve it. His word is manifesting. Imagine losing your job, call, play mom at the same moment.
Man.
Sounds insane, don't it? Trying with everything in my body just to remain focused. Cause every bill in the house just came with notice.
But somehow I still smile through it. Cause no matter the pain, I'll never let a child lose it. Even if it take a while to prove it, I'm a living testimony of letting God do it.
Oh yeah.
Hey, man, you guys, there was for their page with But God. And again, man, without God, man, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I just want to say thank you to God. Thanks to everybody that's listening live. And also, thank you to my newest sponsor, Alumni Inc., which is where you can purchase swag and some new drip. They have unisex tees, hats, and even shorts. Yep, I said it, shorts. AlumniEat.com. You can check out the links in the description of this show, or you can follow him online at AlumniT on Instagram, and his Facebook page is Alumni. The website is up. If you guys are familiar with the KS Radio Show on Instagram, then you already know I already made a post, and if you are following me on Facebook, then you already know that I made a post about the new sponsorship and the partnership with Alumni Inc. You guys, we are going to get into Cordell Page's Thought He Had Me track because it is my favorite track. And after this, we're going to get Cordell's social media information along with the inspiration behind this track. And then we're going to close the show out with prayer. And again, hopefully you guys enjoyed this show. Again, Cordell Page is my guest, and here is Thought He Had Me featuring Mush Millions. Check it out.
Thought he had me, but I ain't taking no losses, I'm winning.
Thought he had me,
cause my life has been long since I'm beginning.
Thought he had me,
I'm sick and tired of all the pretending.
Thought he had me,
cause heaven is my goal and the ending.
The devil thought he had me.
Taking no losses, I'm winning.
The devil thought he had me.
Oh, yeah. Cause my life has been long since I'm beginning.
The devil thought he had me.
I'm thinking tired of all the pretending.
The devil thought he had me.
Yeah. Heaven is my goal and it ended now.
Okay, everybody talking to all this is too street. 14 days, your heart is just too weak. I've been down and trying to find them like Martin and Blue. That drove me, I parked on this blue sleep. I seen brothers flossing, fall out like loose teeth. Get a chick impregnated, then dip like blue cheese. All I hear is the oh yeahs and ooh wees. Playing Saints on Sunday, sound like Tobias with Drew Brees. Not obligated, I gotta thank them, I came from nothing. I gotta make it, a lot of haters, they say I'm bluffing. It's unbelievable, people see you and think you something. Cause I'm surrounded by temptations like I'm David Ruffin. But watch how I fight mine like I'm Cuba Jr. Used to speed through the city like the newest rumor. God saved me from being just a clueless loser. Been a long time, wish I would've
known. The devil thought he had me. But I ain't taking no losses, I'm winning.
The devil thought he had me.
Cause my life has been long since I'm beginning.
The devil thought he had me.
I'm thinking tired of all I'm pretending.
The devil thought he had me.
Oh yeah, heaven is my goal and it ended now.
I don't think you people know the feeling. Power running through your veins and you know it's killing. I just need one to agree like a co-defendant. I'm about to win this race like it's pole position. What's your position? God chose this mission. This ain't no accident, head on collision. Told me to keep my head strong, control the vision. And now I'm blessed out of this world, no solar system. Heavenly Father, moving one accord like we packed in a Honda. Devil thought he had me, you working with a monster. No weapon ever formed against me shall prosper. Granny prayed, she only wanted them demons out. I was trying to live a life you only dream about. Somehow the lifestyle, now I seen the doubt. I knew my destination, I was only taking
the
scenic route.
The devil thought he had me,
tired of all the pretending.
The devil thought he had me,
had me.
The heaven is my goal in the ending.
The devil thought he had me, had me.
But I ain't taking no losses, I'm winning.
The devil thought he had me,
had me.
Cause my life and the songs are beginning.
The devil thought he had me,
had me.
I'm sick and tired of all the pretending.
The devil thought he had me,
had me.
Heaven is my goal in the ending now.
Hey, yo, this is your boy, Go Ye, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Go Ye.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? This is Gigi, and I pray that blessings are coming your way. This is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and the exclusive music.
Hey, man, you guys, there was my guest, Cordell Page, with Thought He Had Me featuring Mus Millions. Cordell, man, you still there, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I play that song, I don't know why, but I could just see Jim Stone's face in the camera singing He Had Me, lipping it off and just doing what he does when he did his review show on Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights, whatever nights it was. But yeah, man, I love that track, bro.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No. You go ahead.
I was just saying it was a Wednesday night.
One of my homies,
Johnny T, another Christian rapper, had texted me like, hey, bro, it's open submissions. Sing the song real quick. And I sent it. And I didn't even think nothing of it. I just sent it and... Next thing they was like, everybody kept tagging me like, yo, jump on here real quick. Like, he got your song. And, yeah, I jumped on and enjoyed the review.
Wow. That's what's up, man. Well, man, I just want to say thank you again for joining me on tonight. Did you enjoy this two-hour interview?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
So hopefully when the project is – do you have date for the release of the project? When can we expect it by?
I was kind of rushing the project, and I'm going to take my time with it. The project is titled The Waiting Room. And I actually start doing a Bible study on that as well. So I pretty much started studying – all the people that had to actually wait on God's promises, just Job and everybody that went through the trials before everything that God promised them actually came. And the fact that they all went through the trials yet by God, stood on his word. And that's why I feel like I am with this waiting room project. Like, once I drop this project, it'll release me from the waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and so this I'm kind of taking my time on it. I was literally rushing the features and, man, I need you on this one, you on this one. And then people just start texting me like, hey, I heard a song, and they start singing like vocals. And I'm like, man, I was looking for the names, and man, I'm going for this person because of the name. And it, man, listen, people have been blowing my mind with some of the features they've been sending.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're taking your time, because that's the only way that God can get the glory, is that if you take your time and let him do what he is supposed to do. Again, it goes back to trusting him. And you have to trust him in every situation. Music, ministry, family, manhood, fatherhood, each and every part of your life. So I'm glad that you are taking your time, because a lot of people want to rush projects and they want to put things out to quote unquote remain relevant in the music scene and blah blah blah. It ain't nothing about that. It's all about waiting on God and doing it in God's timing.
Yep, and with this one I wanna be able to help people kind of get released out of their own personal waiting rooms. And the pain that they've been going through and waiting, you know, just because it's delayed don't mean it's denied.
Amen to that.
You know, they give up on the delay. They think, hey, God's not hearing me. Maybe you're not ready, you know. So some things we just got to take our time and be patient. And that's what I'm doing with the waiting room.
Amen. I might not have an organ in queue, but I got these hand claps, and that deserves a hand clap of praise and a round of applause. Very well said. Very well said. All right, Cordell, man, we are, 15 minutes left into the show? Usually this is the time, this is the segment where I ask my guests to pray us out. So if you are ready, the floor is yours.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as your humble servants, as humbly as we can. God, we pray that somebody, a listener tuning in, received a word on tonight. Whether it was just a small piece of information or a big piece of information that could change their life. We want you to get all the glory through all the music that was played tonight. All the people that tuned in and you touched their hearts, oh God. Lord, bless KS Radio and bless them in a way that's tremendous and prosperous, so bigger and better and bigger throughout time, oh God. Send more artists. Send bigger artists. Lord, we know that you can move, and we ask that you do so. Keep all of us united, God, and we pray that any confusion that can possibly happen once we leave this radio station, that you block it tonight, oh God. You block it. Lord, we need you now more than ever, more than ever. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank God. Amen.
Amen. You mentioned KMF a little earlier in the segment, and I have a song that I've been dying to play since last year, and I've never played it until tonight. This is the KMF anthem, and I believe this was the first time that I actually heard Monica spit. So I was highly encouraged to hear her spit, and man, she did an amazing job. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, then you are about to hear it for the first time tonight. Here's the KMF anthem. I believe it dropped in August of last year or maybe June of last year. But this is my first time playing it. Cordell Page, man, you spoke it up when you spoke about Brian Trejo. So without any further ado, here is KMF anthem. Check it out.
With this fire, put some pep in the step. You don't wanna see the young man from the west. Glory to the most, how you put an end to the mess. Yeah, I told Brian, what up? I know a lot of squads more flyer than us, but I won't let nobody lift them up higher than us. We just took off, Christ piloting us, so it's a high though. 23 at the line with my eyes closed. Best believe we the light, we gon' find those. Follow me as I follow where the Christ goes. Work hard, pray hard. I keep the scriptures automatic like an AR. Go to war for the king, he the young brave heart. I've been making moves on the devil's radar like BC. Glorify the king with my team. Magnify the name with my ink. Souls getting saved when we link. Hey, linked up. Yeah, 50-50 on the wheel. I owe the great dad, but God fit the bill. I'm with the outpour, I don't gotta outsource. Take the church outdoors, man, this is our course.
You can hate if you want, say what you want. You can play if you want, walk away if you want. Not me, I'ma play when I want. Every day, every morning, I feel new and reborn. Yup, I'ma bless one, on to the next one. God, don't forget one, blue and the red one. Hang around us, we gon' make you step it up. Ain't no letting up if you ready to get them up. Hands up to heaven, stand up for heaven. Citizen of heaven, one day I'ma live in heaven. The only way anyone gets to heaven. Until the day he saved me, I promise to give him heaven.
Look to the right, look to the left. Look where's life, look where's death. Matter of fact, man, it's as good as it gets. As I stomp on the devil with my foot on his neck.
I'm just here to paint the earth like heaven. Hashtag God goals and I rest on seven. And it's back out, starting with my house. Never gaining the world to kick my own self out. Lately I've been doing self-reflection. Do I respect the world or respect in heaven? Back to my knees if I'm second-guessing. And it's all on me if I block my blessings. Everybody out here treasure hunting, chasing the same thing. Ain't that devil cunning? Bad boy, from the sin I'm running. I wanna hear well done. Hey God, I'm coming. When I leave here, it's to be continued. Ain't no YOLO after what I've been through.
going solo, or you can come too. But either way though, I'm spreading.
Even if I gotta stand alone, dog, I'm cool with that. He was with me in a fire, that's a proven fact. Could've lost my mind at least 1,000 times when I was walking blind, but it's still intact. That's why I talk like this, walk like this. Light shining in the dark, that's the spark I get. Got the Holy Spirit in me, that's the part I miss. I don't do it on my own, boy, the Lord's my strength. Walking in the valley, I was living in sin. Promise God, I do better than I did it again. God, why your boy clean? How much work can he lend? Now it's all kingdom living, gotta preach to my kin. Now it's souls, that's the mission, brand new vision. Preaching on the beat, that's the bait I'm giving. Trying to keep the path straight, know it's there with that gate. But I'm headed that way, so it's on, I'm with it.
Smell like hell, but I look like heaven. All about the gates, like my first name, Kevin. No false prophets, only prophet be a blessing. If it ain't about Jesus, then the topic ain't oppressive. Heaven's a direction, turn a message to a message. Hard for correction, boy, I learned from my lessons. Learn to protect it, turn from aggressive. Served under pressure like Jesus when he was murdered. Woo! I don't take breaks, that's facts. Never slow down, boy, I break these tracks. Praise all day and I serve my God. Look at future life work by calling it a job. Salvation on my mind, boy, I do it for the squad. Do it for the ones in the streets with the Glocks. Do it for the lost, do it for the ride. Boy, I be an eternal, you can call me L-Ride.
I'ma get it started with this heavenly mind. Saying I am way ahead of my time. I hear the Father telling me that he done set me aside. A new covenant, the bread and the vine. Redeem the time like I never lost that. I'ma gain that. Open the word up and look at what I aim at. Pain gotta go, shame gotta go. This ain't nothing name above names, tell me where your praise at. Picking up this cross with this joy in my soul. Picking up this word, man, we about to reload. Looking at this fruit, man, this fruit really grow. Walking the church with this ring and this rope. I'm releasing the fragrance of my savior. I'ma walk with the blame that's on this pavement. Giving them Christ everywhere that we go. When we walk in the room and we pray and we praising.
Talk gas, no breaks. Flow so cold, it'll give them cold shakes. When the load gets heavy, let them lift those weights. I'ma claim territory all up in your state. I just moved the fam out to Abilene. About to get it cracking like apple screen. Shout out to Pastor Ray, he really passed the ring. You better step the game up, you wanna pass the team. On a whole nother level, don't ever settle. Time to bring the prodigals home from the devil. Preach to the thug with the chrome in the ghetto. Christ is the king on the throne, that's forever. Yeah, and it's rained on in. I be chasing God cause I can bank on him. Hang around us, bring your raincoat in. Cause his blessings falling, we don't play with no sin, yeah.
You ready?
Hey, this is Isaac Whittaker of the Charging Station Radio and the Charging Station Network. And you are plugged in to Cincinnati's very own Alicio Torres right here on the KS Radio Show, bringing you the best in inspirational hip-hop music. It is the KS Lynchy Boy.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your boy, Iceberg 517. You're now rocking with the KS Radio Show, home of the live exclusives and realest interviews. Audi.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And, man, shout out to the KMF team, man. They're doing big things in the kingdom, and they're keeping God first. Cordell Page is my guest on tonight. You can follow him everywhere on social media at Cordell Page. And definitely stay tuned for each and everything that he is going to be doing in 2021 and the years to come. Like his pages, follow his music so that you can know when he's dropping, how he's dropping, and et cetera. Cordell, man, any last remarks you want to give on tonight?
Man, positive and be blessed.
Amen, bro. Well, the show was great, but what made it great was that we put Jesus ahead of everything. And if don't do that, then we have done a disservice to the kingdom and ourselves and our family and our children. Because we wouldn't be where we are today without Christ. So this is the time of the show. This is the segment where we offer Christ, because I'm not a perfect man. Alicio Torres, KS, is not a perfect man. Cordell Page is not a perfect man either. But we have surrendered under the blood of Jesus. We have surrendered and accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. And you can too. And with 2021 here, with the government not sure what they're going to be doing. Of course, they're offering us money, but they're not offering us salvation. And there's only one person that can give us salvation, and there's only one person whose hand that holds salvation. There's only one hand that holds our future and that knows each and everything in the world, in our dreams, in our hearts, and even in our minds. And his name is Jesus. And if you are tired of living your life full of sin, and if you don't see a way out, I want to encourage you and let you know that now Jesus Christ is the way out. And without any further ado, here is the salvation clip by Reborn, because it's important that we have salvation in these last days. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage. In Romans 10, it says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart, for your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross, and on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. That salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now. And we're celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you. Thank you for hearing our prayer, God. We know that you changed the world in 3 days.
Amen, you guys. Again, if you have never given Christ your heart or your hand, this is the time, this is the moment. And we believe everything that Reborn said, he touched everything. And hopefully you guys have given Jesus a try outside or after this interview. Lord, thank you for everybody that tuned in live. Thank you for everybody that will listen to the rebroadcast and even the replay. Definitely want to give a big thank you to our sponsors on tonight, AlumniInc.com. East Garden, and Robin Smith Counseling, as well as ShalomSheet.com. You can check out their links in the descriptions in this episode. And if anybody would like to, you know, follow me online, I am KS Radio Show online. And you can hit the link to my Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/KS Radio Show 1. And write me a review if you have enjoyed this interview and this time with Cordell Page, his exclusive music and so forth. You guys, unfortunately, we have to say goodnight and goodbye to Cordell Page, but you can follow him everywhere at Cordell Page online. And Cordell, again, did you have any last remarks?
Nah, man, I enjoyed myself, man. It was a blessing and an honor to be with you guys tonight.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us. Again, if anybody wants to like my business page or follow me online, I am at KS Radio Show on social media, and you can hit my Facebook page and write me a review. If anybody would like to sow into my ministry to help the network, you can send donations through Cash App, which is the $ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And you guys are going to close the show out with none other than something brand new. Yep, you guys guessed it. Jess Norris with Let It Go. And then I'm going to play Joe Focus Feed the Block, because those are two of the newest songs. And Feed the Block video will be available very, very soon. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this track. Here is Jess Norris with Let It Go. Again, we got to slow things down to speed things up. But here's Jess Norris. You guys have a great night. And again, you guys have a great weekend. And hopefully you are on somebody's live stream Sunday morning. Much love, peace, and God bless. Check it out.
I'm going round and around in these circles trying to do it myself. And ain't no point in trying to hide it. I think I'm gonna need some help. Yeah. Other you plus me, it ain't cause better make the most just out. I just need to relax. Going round and around in these circles trying to do it myself. Yeah. You got the plans for me. I need to surrender when I don't see what you see. Oh, you got the plans for me. Yeah, I give you control. You are the only thing that I need. So why?
All right, y'all. And the last song of the night goes to the homie Joe Focus with Feed the Block featuring K-Way, Iceberg 517, Peace Outer. Because now it's time to evangelize. The churches are closed, but we can get out in the community. We can feed the community, and we can be the light of the word that God called us to be. Here is Joe Focus with Feed the Block. God bless and good night.
Loyalty.
Let's go. Face in the world, water, playwright, K-drama, wordless, fire, not putting out back armor.
Let's go.
We're in the fields, like Kathy Fields, gotta make heroes, hope is around here. We're on a mission, building a foundation, we never settle, Mari Brothers new level, back on the scene with another quick 16, the devil is defeated. Love is what's needed. Good company like Donnie. It's a praise party. Never following the crowd. Phenomenal AJ Styles. Fulfilling the mission 24-7. Ron Killings. Keeping things positive. May jog or walk a bit. This is the mission. We're here to feed everyone. God's here for everyone. Never turn our back on anyone. K-Way, what's up? Steffi, what's up? We're gonna say it real loud.
Feed the block. Feed the block, feed the block, feed the block, feed the block, foot, feed the block, 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 foot, feed the block, 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 foot, feed the block, 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 foot, feed the block.
I gotta feed the block, I gotta take care of my flock. I traded in my record for a speaker, cause I want them to hear me knock. First step is to reach them, second step is to feed them. Give them something that's gonna stick to their soul, not something that's gonna leave them. Hungry and thirsty, searching for more. My food, real flavor, what's not to adore. These kids be starving, I'm giving them. Jesus in a sandwich, something like gourmet galore. Look, I'm whipping, I'm flipping, I'm whisking, I'm dipping. You know what's up when K, we step in the kitchen. Just tell me what you need. Hey, you need a piece of chicken?
Feed the block, feed the block. Feed the block, feed the block, feed the block, foot, feed the block, 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 foot, feed the block, 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 foot, feed the block, 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 foot, feed the block.
We outreach on every level. Preparing meals, clothing people, from driving groups to churches to listening to their problems. Seeing how things work, we love on them, never giving up on them. It's a love movement, we're mission driven.
bringing people together. Feed the flock. Isaiah 58:7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Feed the flock.
Feed the block, 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 feed the block.